First things first, do all of your employees understand the cost of bad inventory management? Do all of your employees pick up items laying on the floor and put them in its proper place? Do they pretend not to see it? Do they feel they are too busy to deal with it? Do they kick it out of the way? The answer to this question provides a good indicator of what your employees think about your inventory. For any company to be successful, its employees have to see the direct relationship between inventory and their paycheck. The same pile of money that is used to pay employees is used to buy inventory. Furthermore, inventory must be transformed back into cash through sales for the company to have the money to pay its employees in the future. You cannot be successful or perhaps even survive unless all of your employees understand this relationship. You can see if they understand this concept by giving them a little test. Let them consider the following scenario. Jerry is one of your service techs. He's never been what you would call neat. His motto is, serve the customer quick and don't let anything get in your way. Jerry doesn't think twice about fleeing boxes out of the way to get to the item he wants. The path of destruction he leaves in his wake earned Jerry the well-earned nickname, the Tornado. It's probably not surprising that Jerry occasionally, once a week or so, breaks something. And it probably won't shock you to learn that some of the material that Jerry flings out of the way is never seen again. In fact, Jerry loses or breaks $100 worth of material each week. What does the company have to do to make up for this loss? Many people would respond that the company would have to sell an additional $100 worth of material and that the $100 cost may be worth the service Jerry provides the customers. This is incorrect. Like any other expense, material losses, whether from theft, breakage, or misplacing stock, must be paid for with net profit dollars. These profits are the company's source of income. In other words, the money it has left over after it pays all of its expenses. If a company's net profit before taxes is 4%, a very respectable number, the organization has a 4-penny profit for every dollar of sales. The replacement material has to be paid for out of these 4 cents on the dollar. Therefore, to make up for Jerry's mistakes, the company doesn't need $100 in new sales, it needs $2,500. 4% of $2,500 is $100. This same example applies to missing or stolen material, broken or damaged stock, and obsolete products. Any product purchased and not eventually sold to a customer has a huge negative effect and is compounded by the percentage of profit a business makes. For example, if the business only makes 2% profit, then the unsold material really means the company must make $5,000 in new sales to make up for the $100 damaged product from Jerry. Most of the time, once an owner understands the real cost of lost and damaged material, many business owners reach for that heartburn medicine. This example doesn't even take into account the related costs incurred when inventory is lost. Additional expenses incurred ordering emergency shipments and fighting fires. Labor is wasted searching for missing material in the warehouse. And disappointed customers are promised material that is thought to exist in the bin but cannot be found. Thank you for taking the time to improve your inventory control. My name is Joe Hodes, owner and president of the Hodes Company. Since 1943, we've been serving plumbing contractors with their inventory needs. For information on our exclusive inventory control program, please see our homepage and click on Stock Service System, or just give us a call. If ever you find yourself in Kansas City, we'd be happy to buy you a barbecue lunch and give you a tour of our state-of-the-art facility.